Paper 100, Section 2. Spiritual Growth. Spiritual development depends, first, on the maintenance of a living spiritual connection with true spiritual forces, and, second, on the continuous bearing of spiritual fruit. Yielding the ministry to one's fellows of that which has been received from one's spiritual benefactors. Spiritual progress is predicated on intellectual recognition of spiritual poverty coupled with the self-consciousness of perfection hunger, the desire to know God and be like Him, the wholehearted purpose to do the will of the Father in heaven. Spiritual growth is first an awakening to needs, next a discernment of meanings, and then a discovery of values. The evidence of true spiritual development consists in the exhibition of a human personality motivated by love, activated by unselfish ministry, and dominated by the wholehearted worship of the perfection ideals of divinity. And this entire experience constitutes the reality of religion, as contrasted with mere theological beliefs. Religion can progress to that level of experience whereon it becomes an enlightened and wise technique of spiritual reaction to the universe. Such a glorified religion can function on three levels of human personality. The intellectual, the moral, and the spiritual. Upon the mind, in the evolving soul, and with the indwelling spirit. Spirituality becomes at once the indicator of one's nearness to God, and the measure of one's usefulness to fellow beings. Spirituality enhances the ability to discover beauty in things, recognize truth in meanings, and discover goodness in values. Spiritual development is determined by capacity, therefore, and is directly proportional to the elimination of the selfish qualities of love. Actual spiritual status is the measure of deity attainment, a juster attunement. The achievement of finality of spirituality is equivalent to the attainment of the maximum of reality, the maximum of God-likeness. Eternal life is the endless quest for infinite values. The goal of human self-realization should be spiritual, not material. The only realities worth striving for are divine, spiritual, and eternal. Mortal man is entitled to the enjoyment of physical pleasures and to the satisfaction of human affections. He is benefited by loyalty to human associations and temporal institutions. But these are not the eternal foundations upon which to build the immortal personality which must transcend space, vanquish time, and achieve the eternal destiny of divine perfection and finality service. Jesus portrayed the profound surety of the God-knowing mortal when he said, "To a God-knowing kingdom believer, what does it matter if all things earthly crash? Temporal securities are vulnerable, but spiritual sureties are impregnable." When the flood tides of human adversity, selfishness, cruelty, hate, malice, and jealousy beat about the mortal soul, you may rest in the assurance that there is one inner bastion, the citadel of the spirit, which is absolutely unassailable. At least this is true of every human being who has dedicated the keeping of his soul to the indwelling spirit of the eternal God. After such spiritual attainment, whether secured by gradual growth or specific crisis, there occurs a new orientation of personality as well as the development of a new standard of values. Such spirit-born individuals are so remotivated in life that they can calmly stand by while their fondest ambitions perish and their keenest hopes crash. They positively know that such catastrophes are but the redirecting cataclysms which wreck one's temporal creations preliminary to the rearing of the more noble and enduring realities of a new and more sublime level of universe attainment.